T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Friday afternoon, 97.1 FM Talk. Still plenty to come. Frank Cusimano, he's got some cool stuff coming on this weekend on Sports Plus. We'll talk about it. I think he sat down with Gary Tinkle. You see the coach gets into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That was nice. I will not talk Mizzou basketball with him, so we'll just skip over that. Also, there was something that went a little viral yesterday. I tweeted it out. I saw Scott Jennings, my friend in Louisville. It was a guy who is a photojournalist with KCAL-TV in Los Angeles. John Schreiber is his name. Did you see this, Jane? It was the train robberies, and he was walking by where these trains have been ripped off, and there's all kinds of things out there. Well, it turns out he's a Mizzou guy, and he's from St. Louis. So John's going to join us in the next hour. We'll also get an update from Dave Murray. Right now, KSDK's Dan Buffo with some entertainment, some movie stuff. How are you, Dan?
Doing well. How's everybody doing before we get a whopping 2 inches of snow?
Snowmageddon. Yeah.
We're doing okay. Let me start here with something a little different because I love this. I think this is pretty awesome. And you can watch the whole 25 minutes if you want on Instagram. But, of course, Bob Saget died earlier this week. And John Mayer and Jeff Ross. Jeff Ross is a comedian. John Mayer, of course, musician, real tight with Bob Saget. So Bob Saget was in Florida when he passed away. His car was at LAX. So Bob Ross and John Mayer went to get his car, and they recorded this when they were driving in the car and taking it back.
Well, we're back. We're on the 405. Remembering Bob Saget, a king in the comedy world, Bobby Daddy, our brother, our big brother. John and I went to pick up his car at LAX.
A little hard to hear here. I
think it's a good opportunity to say a few things.
What do you want to say? Without crying, because I don't want to. If we crash, this is really good. Come on.
This is John Mayer here.
Being on this earth who could give that much love individually and completely to that many people in a way that made each person feel like he was a main character in their life,
yeah,
and they were a main character in his life.
So it's not the greatest audio, but it is.
That's sweet. Did you just cut me off?
No, my iPad was turning the mic off for some reason. Sorry about that. What I was saying is it's really good 25 minutes if you want to watch the post. It's on John Mayer's Instagram page. Dan, I don't know if you saw that, but Bob Saget, you know, I love the Aristocrats. If you can put up with the salty language and vulgarity, the Aristocrats is a great documentary. It really is.
He was, yeah, and I think I talked about it last week, but yeah, he could do both kind of personas. He could do the great dad, and he can kind of do the raunchy, older kind of comedian kind of personality. He did both of those really well, and a lot of people can't do that. They can only do one, so a big loss. And yeah, who would have think that if anybody showed to pick up Bob Saget's car, it's John Mayer.
Right.
How weird is that? Yeah. All right, let's talk movies here. We don't want to run out of time. Scream 5.
I tried running too. It doesn't work. It always follows.
All due respect, that's your life, not mine.
I'm not so sure about that.
What do you want from me, lady?
Hey, watch your tone, new girl. You know how they always say it goes back to the original? Here's the original. I want your help. Because you're wrong, this is your life now, which means that whoever this is going to keep coming for you.
So?
So I want you to help us kill him.
You want me to help you and the host of a morning show commit murder?
Correct. Yeah.
One of the things I liked about the first two movies, and I don't believe I've ever seen 3 or 4, is there was a lot of fun factor and campiness, and just from that clip, you can hear some of that coming back. Is this worth seeing, Dan Buffa?
It is very much worth seeing. It is the best screen film since the first one.
Wow.
And I think it's just the fact that they give you all the gore and they give you all that tongue-in-cheek, campy humor. They don't stop either. It doesn't get serious. It's always feeling, even if it's very gory. I mean, this is a true slasher film. It's always kind of like a scene away from a big laugh or two. And David Arquette is great. He's back as Dewey. You have Courtney Cox and Nev Campbell, who both still look gorgeous and both can throw a punch and shoot a gun and get into the action. Of course, you have the young cast. And I want to give a shout out to one cast member for flexing his biceps and saying, oh, yeah, I'll give them Hobbs and Shaw here. I mean that right there just gets a good, you know, a good pat in the back.
I'm so glad to hear good positive, because I think people need maybe a fun movie like this. And will it draw? I mean, here's a question, because this was an immensely popular movie with younger people back in the day. Do you have to see the other movies? Probably
no,
not.
I would almost think this is kind of like if you reloaded the original and brought some new people in and keep all the original cast, but it still has the same feel. I think Wes Craven would not roll in his grave. He'd probably just pump his fist through the top of the, you know, of the coffin instead, just because they got the feel of the original just right.
That's awesome. Well, recommendation. That one is in theaters only this weekend, Dan?
Yes, in theaters only.
Okay. Let's talk about, I was a big Ray Donovan fan for many seasons. I kind of got away from it in the last two seasons, but now they have a movie.
Hello.
I tell you something I did.
Ray?
Something bad.
Bust me. This was a cool character. It's a very popular Showtime show. And what they do here, just do a feature film with the same characters. Again, I guess the question would be, do you have to be caught up on the series to watch the movie, Dan?
I would think you have to at least, like yourself, have watched four or five of the seven seasons. Do I think you have to watch all seven? In a way, yes, because the film picks up right after the ending of the series. And you can't really review this movie without saying that Showtime kind of cut this show off at the knees kind of abruptly. And at the end of the TV run, the series, the show, it was kind of anticlimactic. You had, you know, Ray out in the forest doing something, and they canceled it. And so they're kind of giving it its due with this movie. And I can say that it's a very compelling and a very satisfying finale that gives Ray Donovan fans real closure. I think it gives them what Showtime took away 2 years ago. And, you know, here you are 2 years later, this hour and 40-minute movie, very tightly packed. It feels and acts like a 70s or 80s thriller. There's no CGI. You know, when people get hit by a car, yes, that's Liev Schreiber getting hit by a car. You know, it's old school in that vibe. And that's why I liked about the show, Mark, is that it was simple. You had this fixer from Boston who takes care of problems. Let's just say if Michael Clayton can throw a punch, it would be Ray Donovan. So, and John Voight won Emmys for it. And you have Dash Mihok, you have Eddie Marsan. I mean, Paula Malcolmson, Karis Dorsey, all of them come back for this movie. And Mark, you know, you probably want to get caught up, because this goes into the past, into when Ray was a teenager.
It's just so hard. You know, the thing is, if I had to guess, I think I have five, six, and seven to watch, like three seasons. So, and I was such a big fan. I thought it was starting to lose its edge a little bit.
Yeah, and I kind of slipped off, so I have to go back. Now, I don't know if you watched Dexter.
I did,
and I finished the season, and I thought
I haven't watched the new Dexter.
No, the new blood. You got to
watch it. Yeah, I haven't watched the new Dexter either.
Oh, no, you should. And it'll take you an episode or two to get into it, but then it becomes Dexter again.
That's good.
And I believe this is a one deal. I don't think this is like they're intending that Dexter goes on and on.
You don't think that until they start writing checks when they see the ratings. So you always have to see. Because what Dan, you know, even what Dan said about Scream, my guess is they're going to, if this does well at the box office,
they'll go
again. Find a way to.
But I mean,
oh, sure.
But I recommend Dexter. I do. New Blood. I would see it. And I know there's a lot of people were complaining about endings and whatnot. I thought it was great. And so I was quite satisfied.
Dan, let's talk about one more movie here for the families.
Jason!
You're human now. It's totally safe.
No,
glorious. It's wondrous. It's burning my eyes.
Oh. Hotel Transylvania on Amazon. I think it's on Amazon.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Yeah. It's on Amazon, and I think that was kind of a big studio transfer to Amazon, but. This is the first one without Mr. Sandler, Mr. Reardon. There's no Adam Sandler in this Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, you know, I mean, for me, I think it's kind of good and it's bad. I mean, it's a digestible film. I think by now you're thinking, are they going to keep making these like Teds? Like, are they just going to keep going and going and, you know, and just go on? And I think without Sandler, it feels a little fresh, but at the same time, you kind of want him around sometimes. So it's not great. It's not bad. But I think if you have to take the kids somewhere or even put a movie on at home for to kill some time, this is not a bad option.
Good. Good to hear. Jane, mm-hmm. You came up with a couple of shows that were
on Peacock.
UK comedies or dramas.
Dramas. Right? Dramas.
Dan, I don't know if these are on your radar, but she was telling me about this a little earlier this afternoon, so we wanted to toss them out.
Have you seen Vigil? It's a Peacock original. And it's sort of a British crime drama on a submarine, an English sub.
I have heard about it, but I don't have Peacock.
I highly
all these streaming things.
Yes, I highly recommend it. And then there is another one on Netflix called Stay Close. And
I have watched a little bit of that, yeah.
Yeah, so I like that one. But Vigil, phenomenal. I highly recommend that on Peacock for anyone who has
okay.
it. Yeah, it's just called Vigil, and it's a crime drama on a submarine.
Oh, awesome. Two more things I want to toss in here, and they're reboots as well. I don't know if you saw this, but Disney and Tim Allen and Jack Bertrand, who is the creator of Last Man Standing, I really liked that show until it kind of tailed off in the last couple of seasons as well. But they're bringing back The Santa Claus. It's going
yeah.
to be a Disney Plus limited series. He's going to reprise his role as Scott Calvin from those big movies a long time ago. I like those movies quite a bit. They don't quite hold up with the technology when you watch them these days, especially on a big screen, but I did like Tim Allen's character in that. And then the other thing, because I was a huge fan of Timothy Oliphant and Justified.
Yeah.
Nick Searcy was in that. It's coming back as well. Let's see
They're
if I can
coming
find
back.
Out.
That is so great. That is so great yeah. that's going to happen.
This is Justified City Primeval has been greenlit at FX. Timothy Oliphant reprising his role as U.S. Marshal Raylan Givens for the limited.
Raylan.
So that's a limited series as well. I love it.
Yeah. A little Elmore Leonard action.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that they're bringing it back with Oliphant and all the creators and the producers. And a note about Santa Claus, I think any time the movie was great was when they kind of let Tim Allen be Tim Allen. I think when he gets to go on this famous, like, comic little, you know, rants. But you're right, though, some of the special effects didn't play. Well, hopefully they update that with this 2022 yeah. Disney Plus model.
My guess is they will. Dan Buffett, you have a great weekend. We will talk next Friday.
Watch the snow.
Yeah. Watch
it.
Be careful out there. Get your bread. All right. Take care, Buffett. We'll see you.
See ya.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.